Kiss 96.9. I'm Steve Richards. Hailed as one of the most important bands in music since the dawn of the rock and roll era by former President Bill Clinton, the legendary rock and roll band with horns, Chicago, came in as the highest charting American band in Billboard magazine's top 125 artists of all time. And Chicago is the first American rock band to chart top 40 albums in six consecutive decades. They recently received the Recording Academy's Lifetime Achievement Award from the Grammys. The Lifetime Achievement Award celebrates performers who have made outstanding contributions of artistic significance to the field of recording. A special award ceremony and tribute concert celebrating the honorees was held back in October of last year on PBS. Chicago was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2016. This was their first nomination. They've been eligible since 1994. Definitely a long time coming. And happy to have original Chicago band member Robert Lamb joining me now. Robert, welcome.
What a resume. I'm impressed.
It is. So what is the secret to longevity and you guys being around for so long now, Robert?
It's really about discovering that music is a worthwhile pursuit. It's something that allows those of us who write the music and write the songs to express things that we need to express that perhaps the listeners can also relate to. It's all of that. It's really about staying busy. And we've been lucky in that the combination of guys that make up our band, even right now, which is the current lineup, they're all guys that love music. They love performing. And as much as we like to record and things like that, it's performing for the live audience that really kind of is the draw. So I don't know if that's a big secret, but that's how it is for us.
Robert, staying busy and performing for the live audience. So what was it like for you guys last year during COVID?
I distinctly remember we were kind of in the middle of a residency in Las Vegas at one of the big showrooms, and we were told, we're shutting down and everybody's going home. And so it was like, kind of a shock. We were all very, very concerned, not only for ourselves and our families, but for the people in our audience. And so, it was, a very unexpected turn of events, and we all went home and really just were with our families and taking care of each other and staying in touch with our friends and our close family.
Did you do any writing during that time?
I did a ton of writing, actually. Yeah. And it was one of the It's really one of the first times in a long time, in really decades, where I had enough time to be instead of trying to grab some writing time in between tours, I had a clean desk and I was able to sit down and start writing new things, looking at songs that were unfinished. Calling up guys that I always wanted to write with, and I actually began a series of co-writes where we recorded the songs, recorded the tracks, and through file sharing on the internet, built up quite a number of interesting songs, and as luck would have it, a friend of a friend happened to hear a couple of those songs, and it resulted in an offer from BMG Records for Chicago to do basically what they're calling a late career new album. And we're kind of in the final phases of, actually, it's going to be two albums. Of course, it's Chicago. But we're in the final phases of a new album, which hopefully will drop before the end of the year.
You mentioned some of the guys you always wanted to write with. Who are some of the guys you've always wanted to write with, dream collaborations?
Probably Little some cases just, you know, musicians I've played with. There's a guitarist who did sit in with Chicago Bruce Geitsch, who also played for many years with Peter Cetera when Peter went solo, and Richard Marx. Just, you know, a Chicago guy. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to write, and I have written with him before, but I always wanted to see what else he had to say. And then also Jim Peterick from the Ides of March. We had never met until a show where they were the opening act a few years before the pandemic, and we got back together, and we wrote a lot of great stuff. I have to say, he's an amazing talent, and great guitar player. And then, you know, some guys that I worked with doing my solo projects, you know, John Van Epps, who's an East Coast guy, and Hank Linderman, who's my West Coast guy. So it was, you know, really a lot of fun. And then some other people as well. So it was really, really something. It was really a wonderful experience, and I enjoyed very much being home, I have to say.
We're chatting with original Chicago band member Robert Lamb. It's what, you, James, and Lee, right, as the three original members from the very beginning?
That's right.
Do you remember the moment, Robert, way back when you guys said, you know what, we got something here. This is going to be special.
Well, yeah, I mean, when we first met and we first just sort of jammed, you know, before there was really even a band yet. It was very exciting. I had never played in a group with brass. I had never played with a guitarist like Terry Kath. You know, that was just an amazing experience, and the combination of individuals just lifted up the whole experience of playing in a band. As I said before, it was a band. Mm. So it was remarkable, and I guess it worked out okay.
Yeah. Well, now, what was the impact, Robert, of the departures of Terry first and then Peter in the 80s?
Oh, you know, I've been over that for so long. You know, of course, it's tough to lose a good friend.
Yeah.
I'll just say that.
So many albums and songs over the years. What's the decision-making process now when you decide on a set list for a show and tour, like the show you're going to be doing for us here in Cincinnati at Riverbend on July 30th?
Yeah, we're trying to. I mean, I think we're talking, you know, I think we've entitled this tour with Chicago and their greatest hits or something like that. And really all it is, you know, the songs that, you know, are tried and true. We know the audience is coming to hear certain songs, and we don't want to disappoint. There's a few numbers or things that we like to play that again, you know, through the experience of playing a number of concerts with sort of lesser known songs, we realize that the audience appreciates a kind of a breath of fresh air of things that they didn't expect to hear. And that's exactly what the audience will hear in Cincinnati.
All right, now I want to talk about this new release. You said you got some new music coming, new albums coming down the road, but the release coming out soon here is Chicago at Carnegie Hall Complete. You revisit the best-selling live album. It's a 16-CD deluxe set featuring all 8 shows from that historic 71 Carnegie Hall concert series, including the introduction from the legendary DJ, the late, great Scott Muni from New York City. What can we expect with this release?
I'm told it's sometime in the fall. It's a project that I have to say, Rhino Music has been great with our catalog of recordings, and they're going deep into the vault to find things that they hope that not only Chicago fans but the general music loving audience would like to hear. And by the way, the All of those performances were completely remixed, and so they sound better. They sound better than they did at Carnegie Hall. So I'll be excited to hear everything. I haven't listened to everything. I've only listened to sort of highlights that the engineers sent me from time to time to approve. So it's a big project, and I think not only fans, I think general music lovers will enjoy this.
What do you remember most? A couple of memories from those eight shows.
Well, it was really kind of intimidating to think that, you know, here was a little rock band from the Midwest playing at Carnegie Hall. All the greatest of the great musicians in the history of music have performed there, or their music was performed there. And so the initial impact was, we better be good. We better be good tonight. So, frankly, it's a venue that was meant for, was not meant for electric music, was not meant for the microphone, but somehow we made it happen.
Still making it happen today after all these years. Original Chicago band member Robert Lem, we will see you and the band at Riverbend in Cincinnati, the Riverbend Music Center, on July 30th. Robert, thank you for joining me.
Steve, great to speak with you. Thank you.